Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good evening, everyone. It is Saturday, December the 2nd, 2023. It is currently 9:41 p.m. Central Time, and I am coming to you live from the Theology Central studio located right here in Abilene, Texas. And you can hear probably the hesitancy in my voice, right? That intro didn't really flow very well because, to be honest, I am very hesitant to even do this broadcast. It's like, oh boy, should I do this? But let me just try to explain. If you know anything about me, you know that one of the things I do love to do for this podcast is to say, okay, here is something I just stumbled upon. Here is something that I'm bothered by. Here's something I'm struggling with. And here you go. And I kind of just present it to you. And I'm like, all right, guys, let's all work on this together. And then maybe there'll be, who knows, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 more broadcasts working on it. You may hear me working on it with the people in my church. I do the same thing at the church. I walk to the pulpit and go, all right, guys, we're going to work on this issue. We're struggling with this. We're going to try to figure this out. And I kind of look at it like we're all working together, right? We're all struggling with the same concept together. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I've been struggling all day, just kind of bothered by it. Now, on one hand, I know a little bit about this. I've heard this mentioned over and over and over again. But for some reason, it's one of those things that when I heard it today, it just bothered me more so. Maybe the way it was presented is why it bothered me, but it just bothered me. And then I was like, okay, just forget about it. And then, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago, while I was sitting here being bothered by this very thing, I'm like, you know what, I'll just do a little research. And then I was like, wait a minute. No, 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 no. It can't be that many. It can't be that bad. Oh, this is disturbing. Oh, this bothers me. How do I answer this? And I don't know if I have a good answer. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've got some answers. I don't know if they are good answers. So we're going to dig into this, but let me start where I'm going to lay a foundation because I think this is important. From my perspective, I believe, and you can disagree with me, I believe Christianity, the morality, the ethic that Christianity teaches is an ethic that calls for us to pursue truth, love truth, defend truth, speak truth, and put away lying. We're not to bear false witness. God hates lying lips. So we should be people who we traffic in the world of truth, not conspiracy theories, not bearing false witness, not false claims, misinformation. The world, they should look at anytime they need to know facts, anytime they need truth, anytime they need something that is accurate, you would think that they would look to the church. But to be fair, the church, sadly, We kind of traffic in the same world of misinformation, conspiracy theories, bearing false witness, half-truths, slander, gossip, misinformation as everyone else. It should not be that way, but it's just the reality that it is because we have a sinful nature. But we should pursue truth, and we should pursue truth even when it makes us very, very, very uncomfortable. And I think sometimes within Christianity, and I'll give you an example, I obviously very much hold to certain aspects of theology that would be very much referred to as Reformed theology coming from the Protestant Reformation. All right. But at the same time, whenever at my church, if we're celebrating Reformation Day, if we're having a Reformation Day service, there have been plenty of times I've dedicated a Reformation Day service to the negative consequences of the Protestant Reformation. I'm just being very open and honest with, like, here's some of the unintended consequences that no one thought of, and it's very disturbing. Sometimes I'll talk about the unintended consequences of, in a sense, throwing out the church as being the authority, throwing out a magisterium, and then, even though we don't want to admit this, each and every individual now becomes their own pope, their own magisterium, and I talk about some of those uncomfortable things, and whenever I do, Christians get mad at me, they kind of bow up, they get defensive, and it's like, I'm just trying to be honest about the reality. Well, to this entire thing that I'm going to be talking about, is one of those things what I need Christians to be willing to accept. Yeah, that is a little uncomfortable. What do we do with that? Why is it that way? I don't have great answers. But it is something that we have to consider. So my starting point, my foundational truth is the idea that as Christians, we should pursue truth, love truth, put away lying, and be willing to deal with the truth no matter how comfortable it is, even when it goes against us, even when it makes us uncomfortable, even if it calls into question Christianity. We have to be able to embrace truth no matter how difficult it may be. Now, we are it's almost 10 p.m. Central Time here in West Texas. So just a little over 2 hours, the clock will strike midnight, and it will be the first Sunday of Advent. That 4-week period of time that is to prepare us for the celebration of Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. Now, we know as Christians that the Bible does not give us a specific date. This is very important. The Bible does not give us a specific date. That is very, very important. You may want to write that down and circle it about 15 times with about 72 exclamation points and you think I'm exaggerating. That's critical. The Bible does not say Jesus was born on December the 25th. It does not. Right? That is important. That's very, very important. In fact, I'm going to fall back on that when I don't have any other answers. I'm going to fall back on that countless times. All right. The Bible does not say, and we all know that obviously choosing December the 25th to be the day of celebrating was problematic in the minds of many people because it's associated with paganism way too much. But at the same time, to be fair, any day you pick on the calendar, any day you pick, any month, any week, it's associated with paganism in some way, shape, or form. So the way I've always approached it is, I don't care that the day is December the 25th. I care about celebrating a historical fact. The eternal Son of God, born of a virgin. That's what I'm celebrating. It's a biblical fact. It's a biblical account. That's what I'm going to focus on. I'm not going to focus on the number or, the number, the day, the week, the month, because again, it doesn't matter which day you would pick. Guarantee you, you're going to find it associated with paganism in some way, shape, or form. Paganism just is, it impacts everything. There's no way to get around it. Now, on one hand, and I know I'm laying a lot of groundwork before we get to the subject. In some ways, it's kind of telling. I think in some ways it's important from a theological and apologetic standpoint that the fact is that no matter which day you pick on the calendar, you're going to hit some pagan god, some pagan religion, some pagan deity, some superstition, some, religious, spiritual something. And the reason I think that's important because it does demonstrate a truth. That there's something about human beings that just finds itself, no matter where you go, no matter what part of the world, no matter the race, no matter their economic status, no matter their educational status, human beings pursue religious ideas. It's inevitable. I think it's part of our nature. And Christianity would explain it because we're created in the image of God and God is a spirit. So there's a spiritual aspect. There's a part of that that's in us. And we just almost inevitably know there's got to be something more than us. So I think that, we could use that as an apologetic for possible proof that there is a God, because no matter where you go, everyone believes in one. So no matter what day you pick, you're going to find some kind of religious connection, some kind of pagan connection. But what would you say? Would it bother you to hear that there is not just one, two, or three, but there is a long list of supposed deities that were born not only on December the 25th, but also born of a virgin. Now, at this point, I start getting, because if it was just like, well, they're all born on December the 25th, then I could just say, well, it doesn't really matter, because guess what? It doesn't really matter because the Bible doesn't say when Jesus was born. So, all right, irrelevant. But if it sounds too much like the nativity narrative, the birth narrative that we have of Jesus, and this found in all kinds of religions, hundreds and hundreds of years, even before the birth of Christ, does that bother you a little bit? Does it support the claim that Christianity just borrowed from other religions? Now that bothers me. I don't want it to sound like, I don't want it to look like, I don't want it to be associated in any way, shape, or form, because that's a much easier apologetic to argue, right? But if someone can say, well, here's Jesus, look at all of these other deities and look at the similarities. They are numerous. That's troubling. And I know this argument's been made a long time. Now, sometimes the claim is, look how close this is to Jesus. When you really dig in, you're like, okay, that's not as similar as you're making it sound. And sometimes it falls apart. Sometimes you're like, whoa, that's a little problematic. Well, you see, today, a video started making its way around the internet. Now, I don't know when this originally broadcasted. It originally broadcasted, I'm assuming, on Friday night. I'm assuming. And then it started showing up on the internet. And it comes from a program that airs on, I guess still HBO, the Max app, Bill Maher. Now, obviously, he's a comedian who's definitely not a Christian, okay? Definitely his program is not, with explicit language aplenty. Let's just say, and I guess it was Friday night's episode maybe, and maybe Thursday, I don't know. I just saw the video today. I watched the segment and I'm like, man, alive. He had some negative things to say about Christianity. Now, a lot of it was directed against Christian nationalism, and I'm like, okay, I'm right there with you, Bill. I hate Christian nationalism as much as you do. All right, I hate that. Against some of the political hijacking of American Christianity. All right, I'm right there with you. I'm against that just as much as you are. All right, so we're on the same page. And then he took this hard turn and really called into question almost the legitimacy of Christianity, almost implying, he didn't explicitly say this, but because of what he did, it kind of said, well, Christianity is just kind of a made up religion. It's all fake. It's like all the other religions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the clip. Now I'm doing everything I can. I skipped the first part because of language, and I'm going to try to stop it before other language begins. So hopefully there's no language here. Hopefully I've skipped it all. That would be very detrimental to this live broadcast if I actually don't have it queued up correctly. I've tried to check multiple times, but I'm going to let you hear what Bill Maher said. Now, he does this in a form of like playing Jeopardy, right? God's born on December the 25th, and he does it like Jeopardy, right? So he's going to start listing their names, and he says just maybe a little thing about them. And he's going to go through a list. I don't know, maybe four or five. And then he's going to say, why do all these gods want to be born on December the 25th? He's going to offer an explanation, and then he's going to jump to the world in which we live today. And then kind of a funny way, and then we're going to try to stop it. So we're just going to let you hear a little bit, because as soon as I heard this today, I was like, oh man, I've heard this so many times. And most people use it as an argument about why we should not celebrate Christmas on December the 25th, but I think they're missing, and that's kind of what I've always heard. And I'm like, hey, connecting paganism to December the 25th, it doesn't matter which day you pick. It would be connected to paganism. So I've always kind of disregarded it on that, but this time it more hit me. Wait a minute. It's not the date that I'm concerned with. It's how similar some of these stories are in a way to the whole narrative about Jesus, born of a virgin, the son of a god or of a deity. Okay, oh, wait a minute. And then some of these others, you're like, whoa. That's too similar. What do we do? How do we answer this? Do we have a good answer? Now, I've looked online for some answers. I found one. I don't know if it's a good answer. But we will look. So this is what Bill Maher had to say. Again, I'm warning you. There's obviously extreme language in this clip. I've tried to cut everything out. So we're only going to hear the part that I feel he's done with his language. So I hope that part will be okay. But what he's about to say, I can understand. It's going to be somewhat offensive to Christians because, well, it's a challenge we've got to look. It's a challenge we are going to have to face. What do we do? And let me state it a different way, because everyone gets caught up on the December 25th issue. So let me state it a different way. What do you do and I do as Christians if we are confronted with truth that there are a plurality of so-called deities whose stories, at least as far as their birth, sounds very, very, very similar in many major aspects to that of Christ? Now, I think our first thing we have to do is to consider if that's true and throw out any where it isn't true. And then once we have a list of those that are, then try to determine exactly how close do they resemble one another, and then eliminate any that aren't. And then whatever we have left, then we have to deal with. All right. But let's at least start here. This may not bother you as much as it bothered me. Definitely bothered me. And it's still bothering me. This Saturday, December the 2nd. Here we go.
But also a revolutionary philosopher with a beautiful message. As to whether he's a god, that's up to you. But if the subject is gods born on December 25th, we have enough of those for an entire Jeopardy category. He was the Egyptian god who took the form of a falcon. Who is Horus? He is the god from ancient Persia born bearing a torch. Who is Mithra? He is the Greek god of rebirth. Who is Adonis? He was the fertility god in Cleopatra's time. Who is Osiris? This Greek deity was known for having a good time. Who is Dionysus? Well, yeah, we wrapped up the Emmy with that one. So you may be asking, those are all real, by the way. I think that was the problem. They think I'm making this up, but I'm not. Why do all the gods want the same birthday? Well, because December 25th was a pagan holiday, coming a few days after the shortest day of the year, when primitive peoples noticed that the days were starting to get longer again, and so a cause for celebration. Cut to...
There you go. He went through those really quick. I know the volume, it probably isn't loud enough there, but hopefully you can hear all of that. He went through those very quick, but there were a number of gods. Now, he primarily focused on born on December 25th. So I started doing a little research. And immediately, I became somewhat bothered. All right? Here you go. All right? This is just from one source. A list of gods born by a virgin on 25th December. Now it really adds to them. Now, there's some problems, though, with this list, all right? The first one is Horus. He mentioned him. Now, some would say an Egyptian deity. Some sources say an Ethiopian Sudanese god born 25 December by a virgin around 3,000 years before Jesus. That's Horus. H-O-R-U-S. Now, this one... unless I'm misunderstanding what they're claiming, this one says Buddha, a Nepal god born 25th December by a virgin around 563 years before Jesus. Now, if you look up the birth date for Buddha, I don't think that corresponds to December the 25th. So that one, I'm like, I'm not so sure. The next one, Krishna, an Indian god born December the 25th by a virgin around 900 years before Jesus. Those two, I don't think are accurate. I don't think those are accurate. So I immediately throw out those claims, right? So that one. Now, the next one is Zarathustra, an Iranian god born 25th December by a virgin around 1,000 years before Jesus. Now, again, I don't know if that one is accurate. Buddha and Krishna, I'm almost positive, are not accurate. I'm almost positive they are not accurate. Horus will say December the 25th. That's probably the one where most people say, okay, there we go. All right. Then Hercules, a Greek god born 25 December by a virgin around 800 years before Jesus. Now, see, I don't know. I'm going to look here. Let me see here. See, I don't know if it's going to be, I don't think it's definitive. It was December the 25th. Okay. Things I find immediately are the last months of 1286 BC. It seems impossible to pinpoint the birth of the demigod so precisely, but ancient Greek legends provide all the clues needed to create a timeline of mythological events. So I don't know if you can say December the 25th. So that's another one that I think is possibly problematic. So at least on this list, I'm clearly throwing out three of these. Now this one was, Horus was mentioned by Bill Maher. He also mentioned Mirtha, a Persian god born December the 25th by a virgin 600 years before Jesus. Now I'm going to look this one up. I'm going to look up this one. Hang on. If I can, if it will help me copy it. All right, here we go. Copy it. I'm going to go back. I'm going to look here. All right, here we go. All right, yes. Mithra, the celebration of the birthday of Mithras, the sun god of Persians, whose mystery religion was popular among soldiers in the Roman army, who was also celebrated on 25 December. All right. So, okay, there's another one. So there's at least a couple here where there is some action. Now, was he born of a virgin? Hang on. I'm going to see here. Well, this says born from a rock. Hang on. I don't know if that's going to be accurate. Okay, yeah, see, Mithras was born from a rock, not a virgin. So, all right, so we're already throwing out some of these claims. All right, we're throwing out some of these claims. See, that's why you have to do this. So, all right, Buddha, Krishna, Hercules, we can throw those out. Boom. All right. And I didn't even pursue the virgin part of those, but they're not even born on December the 25th. So there's a couple we can throw out. Mirtha, December 25th, but not of a virgin, born of a rock. Okay. Dionysus, D-I-O-N-N-Y-S-U-S, Dionysus, a Greek god born 25 December by a virgin. Now, this one is also mentioned by Bill Maher. All right. Let's see if this one is accurate. All right. Let's see here. Now, wait a minute. Immediately we come up with different dates here. Let's see here. I'm going to look at some different dates here. Let me see here. We have uncertainty. Do we have anything here? I'm looking. Well, I don't see. Okay, obviously, if this one is not as clear as maybe some of the others. Now, so there's some sources here that say that it was. I'm trying to get some accurate sources here. Okay, no. Let's see here. See, this one does not give a date. So there's plenty of sources that say yes. There's some sources that say no. The sources that seem to be more reputable don't seem to give a date. Sources that I don't know very good, they seem to immediately go with that. So that may be another that one that could be possibly thrown out. Now again, there's some sources out there that would say, but I don't know if we have a definitive one. So in this list that I have right here, Horus seems to be clearly December the 25th. All right. Buddha, Krishna, no. Hercules, no. Mirtha, if December the 25th, but not born of a virgin. Dionysus, however you would say it. We don't know for sure. The next one is Thammuz, T-H-A-M-M-U-Z, a Babylonian god, supposedly born on December the 25th by a virgin. Let me look at this one. Now, this is just all happening in real time, which is what I love to do. All right. The festival of the deity Thammuz, was held throughout the month of Thammuz and midsummer, and celebrated his death and resurrection. Now, see, that's things close to Christianity again. Now, this one says he was... Here's another one. Let me look at this one. See, now sometimes when you start looking at these sources and immediately, this one calls into question if he was or if he wasn't. All right, yeah, so no, some people try to trace the origins of Christmas to that deity, just so that you know. Or no, that's a, hang on, wait, that's giving me a completely different deity. Hang on, let me look here. I do not know why it did that. All right, let me do that again. We're looking at Thammuz, and they're giving me Thammuz. All right, a completely different one. If I look up this... Yeah, it immediately skips over to a different one. Yeah, this one is not helping us. So I don't know where they get this one. I can't even do research on this one. Hermes, a Greek god, they say born of on December the 25th by a virgin god. All right, so if I go to this one, I think maybe we can. We're basically getting to the point we can throw a lot of these out. Let me see here. Now, I'm doing this in real time, so we may have to, I don't see anything here about December the 25th. Here we go. Greek god Hermes. Here we go. Let me see here. Born in a cave to Zeus. Sources vary on when Hermes the Greek god was born. His birthday is known for being the fourth day of the month, and his sacred name is Four. All right? So that doesn't seem to fit either. So there's another possible not telling the truth. All right? So now we are... So Horus still stands, December the 25th. All right? Buddha, Krishna, no. Hercules, no. Mirtha is not born of a virgin. Dionysus... no, Thammuz, we can't make a determination. Hermes, no. That leaves Adonis. Now let me look at this one and see. Now, and I'm saying no in the preliminary research. By all means, I want you to search this out. Okay, if Bill Maher is going to post some of this and it's a video going around the internet, we need to, then try to figure out exactly the truth here, all right? Let's see here. Let's look at this. There's Adonis. Okay, we don't have... I don't know if we have a let's see. You see here. According to the retelling of the story found in a poem, I see Adonis was the son of Mera, who was cursed by Aphrodite with insatiable lust for her own father. I don't have anything here about December the 25th. I don't even know if I have anything here necessarily of a virgin. So I don't think that even fits. So there's another one that we can throw out. So according to this list, they have Horus, Buddha, Krishna, Zarathustra, Hercules, Mirtha, Dionysus, Themis, Hermes, and Adonis. And out of almost every single one of those, we can say they're not accurate. Okay, not accurate. And then they have Jesus Christ mentioned at the end. And they say their source is world history. Okay, which is, I don't even know. Let me see. I'm going to look up that Zarathustra. I think that's the only one we did not look up. I'm going to look it up here. All right. I don't know if we can get a, if we can get this. Here we go. Nope. Zarathustra is, I have March 26th or 25th. So that doesn't, no. So, all right, hang on. Zarathustra, hang on. Some of these give me multiple deities with similar names. And this one does not give me a date. So I don't even know if I can say that one is accurate. So it looks like most of those claims are not accurate. Now, I'd have to go back and listen to all the ones he mentioned. But I know he mentioned Horus, which we looked up. We looked up Horus. That one is the one that fits the most. I know he mentioned Mirtha. Now, the December 25th may be right. Dionysus, I don't think we can say. And I don't know if he mentioned Adonis. I don't know if he mentioned Adonis. But some of the ones he said, I don't know if are completely accurate. I don't know if they're completely accurate. But I know this. If you do a search on the internet, you will find videos and article after article after article claiming, hey, all of these gods were supposedly born of a virgin on December the 25th. Isn't that troubling? Isn't that? And I do agree. It is troubling if it's even anywhere remotely close to true. I have another video here that maybe we'll listen to at a different time. And let's see here. Okay, we just looked at that article. And, you know, just all these articles about a list of gods born on of a virgin on December the 25th. Why are so many pagan gods born on December the 25th? And it says, here's the truth. All right. And now, okay, here's a bunch of them. Okay. Now, according to this article, all right, here's according to this article, they say, so that list that we just read, they're looking at a different list that adds even more gods, that even adds gods that we didn't even speak of. So there's all kinds of lists floating around on the internet. Now, according to this site, they claim that the problem is that it's completely false. These pagan figures, most of whom are mythical, either weren't born on December 25th or we don't know when they were born. And that's what we just discovered in a little bit of research. For example, Horus was believed to have been born in the summer. Now, I thought we found that he was born on December the 25th. Let me look here. Now, so we got to check every site. Yeah, this one. Oh, so this one says December 25th. So actually, now this is a Christian site, and I don't know if I can trust what they're saying now. All right, but okay. So I don't know if that one is correctly. They said no one knows when Zoroaster was born, but he is remembered as part of the New Year's festival in Iran in March. Krishna's birthday is celebrated in August. There is no specific birthday for Adonis. The same goes for Hermes. Now we verified all of that. The only thing is, I think Horus may actually be December 25th. There seems to be a lot of that. It says further, the paragraph about Jesus is also problematic. And then they talk a little bit about what this one site had to say about Jesus. And then they don't offer any more. They don't offer anything else, which is very that's not very helpful. That's not very helpful. I mean, there are so many sites that's just absolutely, I guess, because it's getting ready to be Advent. We're in December. This is a common attack upon this concept. About basically claiming that the whole story. I see. Yeah, this is. Here we go. Here's another site. It says, now this is, I think, more of a Christian site. Of the charges leveled in order to undermine Christianity and the historical Yeshua, or Jesus Christ, one of the easiest to debunk is the idea that heathen religions are full of examples of those or that or this or that false god being born of a virgin on December the 25th. Widespread among atheist detractors, these charges have spawned endless memes over the years, specifically since 2007 when the first Zeitgeist documentary was released and those charges were non-existent, before that. The scary thing is that believers have been using this hoax, one designed to prove that Jesus was simply a literary figure, not having any idea that the source of this conspiracy theory documentary developed to prove that there was no Messiah. Sadly, the claims are so flimsy that even a basic Wikipedia search can tear them to shreds. And you know how I feel about doing research with Wikipedia. And yet they largely go unchallenged. So here is my challenge to those claims, as they are being used to create a false impression that the Jewish Messiah is a myth and create unfounded arguments among believers. Link to other related articles are in the bold. All right. So here we go. I'm looking here. Okay, they have Horus and Osiris, and then they say here. Okay. All right, so they go through some of these things, but they're claiming once again that all of these dates are not December the 25th and not born of a virgin. All right, so I could go through, we could work through all of this, but once again, that there seems to be an argument. Now, obviously, I don't think Bill Maher is ever going to stand to be corrected, and I don't think he would ever offer a retraction. It doesn't even matter. The video is already out there, and yes, these things have shown up before. Typically, the way they've shown up, born on December the 25th, born on December the 25th, born on December the 25th. And then Christians take that and say, see, all of these gods were born on December the 25th. We shouldn't celebrate Christmas on December the 25th because it's pagan. But they don't realize what they're doing because they're literally using an argument that people are using to undermine the credibility of the entire story of Jesus from the beginning. Christians buy into this and go, see, this is why I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm like, no, you don't understand. You're using an argument that's being used to undermine Jesus completely. So let's go through this carefully and offer to try to clear the air here so that we can at least be able to address this, as this probably will come up. Maybe you'll stumble upon this between now and December the 25th. Here's a couple of things to consider. All right. Here's number one. This is very, 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 very important. With any claim about December the 25th being a pagan holiday and you should not celebrate Christmas on December the 25th. Just again, let me make this very clear. I don't care what day of the week you pick or month, you're going to find something associated with paganism. All right. There are all kinds of mythologies and deities and paganism and witchcraft. And so many. I've looked at a religious calendar before and was like, unbelievable. It's like every day there's something. So even the days of our weeks and days of our months, many of them derive directly from the name of Greek mythology or pagan deities. So there's just nowhere to get around that. So that's irrelevant to me. Right. There were 37 gods connected with December the 25th. I don't care. It's a day. I'm not saying Jesus was born on December the 25th. It's a day set aside. On that day, I'm going to remember the incarnation. Because it's my issue is the incarnation fact, and I believe it to be fact. So I don't care which day I remember it. I can remember it every day, right? So, celebrating it on December the 25th is perfectly okay with me, right? I got no problem with that. So, let's just get that out of the way. Because more Christians get caught up in that than I think of the underlying issue that should be more problematic to us. See, to me, it's not all these deities associated with December the 25th. My issue is how many of these deities do their story sound like Jesus? That's more problematic. And that's where Christians need to put their focus on trying to answer that problem. All right, so the date is irrelevant. And I don't think we should get so much caught up on the date so much, right? Because the Bible doesn't tell us when Jesus was born. So someone can say, well, look, hey, all these gods were born on December the 25th. I'm like, yeah. And the Bible doesn't tell us when Jesus was born. So what's your point? All right. So next. Okay. All right. So let's just get that out of the way. Second, any claims about a God being born on December the 25th of a virgin should be highly questioned, and you should approach them with great suspicion and cynicism, because right here, look, I got a source saying that they get this from world history, and immediately within about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we started proving that that was inaccurate. Even some of the claims made by Bill Maher on his program, where the audience is clapping and like, yeah, it's, you may want to back that up a little bit. And you may want to question the accuracy of that. Even if the December 25th dates are right, clearly some of those are not born of a virgin. All right, clearly some of those were not born on December the 25th. So you're going to have to do better than have a little comedy skit where you try to attack Christianity. You're going to have to do a little better. So listen, when someone comes to us and go, hey, this God was born on December 25th of a virgin, and it sounds like the Christian story stole this, it's plagiarism, you know what? You don't immediately just dismiss the person. You're like, let's look this up. And you do a little research. And at least for most of these, we can dogmatically assert that's not true. That's not accurate. Do better. All right. So number one, it's not the date that's an issue. The date doesn't all of a sudden make it pagan, because every day on the calendar is associated with paganism some way, shape or form. Right. Everyone have that down. I think that's important. Number two, any claims about a deity being born on December the 25th should be met with great cynicism, skepticism, and we should research it. And then immediately don't become argumentative with the person. You just say, and like, even if someone posts it on social media, if you can contact them in private, it's better to do it in private where you're not trying to humiliate someone, and just say, hey, I got a question. You posted this little meme. It's all, you know, are you willing to chat with me for about 30 minutes and let's go through each one and see if it's accurate? No, don't just attack them saying you're wrong. Say, would you be willing to look these up with me and then look them up together and see what you can find? All right. Someone's got to be able to do that so that we can address this nonsense, because it's problematic. Now, here's the thing. So number one, don't let people get caught up on December the 25th is pagan. Every day is pagan. It's the issue is, are we celebrating a historical event as recorded in scripture? I don't care what day we pick to remember it. We are not claiming that that's when it happened. We're claiming this is the day we're setting aside to remember it. And that's okay. And whichever day I pick, you could probably go, ooh, you picked a Monday. Oh, that's associated with a pagan. Oh, that's Tuesday, Thursday. You know, we could go on and on and on. It's all pagan. So the day we pick is irrelevant. Okay, that's just a measurement of time. We can use that time, redeem that time, to remember something that we believe is historically accurate, which is the birth of Christ, the incarnation. So don't get caught up on that. Okay, any claim should be met with skepticism and further research. Okay, now, number three. What do we do? Let's just say for argument's sake, let's say there are four. Let's just throw out a number. Let's say there are four pagan deities. Let's state it that way. Let's say there are four pagan deities who it's reported that they were born on December the 25th of a virgin, and it sounds very, 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 very similar to the account of Christ. Like, eerily similar, like almost like a copy. And those stories came about 500 years, 800 years, 1,000 years before Christ. Let's hypothetically, because you know I love to do that, right? You know I love when someone presents an argument, is to take that argument and run with it. Let's say that that is true. What would be our answer to that as a Christian? Let's say they could prove that there are four deities born on December the 25th of a virgin, and it sounds just like Jesus. If that was true, how would we answer it? Now, I don't know if I have a good answer. I don't know if I have a good answer. Some will say Satan is a counterfeit. He loves to appear as an angel of light. He loves to deceive. He's Antichrist. So he will present or give the world these other deities that sound like Christ to confuse, confound, and deceive. Now, I don't know if that's a good argument, because that's kind of like the devil did it. I don't know if that works. I'm not saying I don't like that. To me, what I feel would happen is for all the claims of similarities to Christ coming, 500-800 years, 1,000 years before, I think many of the claims under further and closer inspection aren't as close as the original claims make it out to be. But if there are four, this is important. We need to be willing to acknowledge it. We need to look into it further. We need to establish the similarities. We need to establish the differences. We need to be open and honest with it and admit that it could be somewhat problematic. And I know if I say that, Christians are going to get mad at me, but look, it's about truth. So number one, the day is not the issue. The day is not the issue. Okay. Second, any claims that these gods were born on December the 25th of a virgin that sound like Jesus should be met with the greatest amount of skepticism, and then research it, and then in a very godly, compassionate way, help people see that maybe their stories are not accurate. If there are four deities, three deities, two, one, that sound very much like Jesus, we need to acknowledge it. But we need to study it, and we need to acknowledge the similarities and the differences, and then see if it raises to a level of great concern, or it may go, well, I do see some similarities there, but those differences are gigantic, right? Like, I don't know if it sounds so close until it doesn't. And then when it doesn't, it's like night and day. But we would have to look at that. If they are similar, I don't know. It would bother me. I'll just be honest with you. It would bother me. There you go. There's more I could say, but I at least wanted to present this to you. Now, I'm a little perplexed, because I figured the ones Bill Maher said would be more accurate. The list that I was looking at, I already knew some of those were just not true. So I knew I could disprove some of those live on the air. The Bill Maher ones, I'm a little bit more perplexed, because he's got a team of writers, right? He's got writers upon writers upon writers. I'm just a nobody sitting in a studio in Abilene, Texas. I got no producer, no writers. It's just me and real time reacting to his video. And it looks like within a little bit of time, I know this has taken 47 minutes, I think we've been able to at least level out that some of the claims he made are just not accurate. Or at least highly suspect. Because he was focusing on the December 25th date, and some of those we do not know if they were December the 25th. In fact, some of the things we found call it into question. I mean, in fact, some sources are saying it's flat out a lie. Even with the Horus one, right? I'll just read this one thing about Horus. It says, now this meme claims Horus and Osiris. Now this meme claims that they're focusing on a specific claim, that they were born on the same day, but in fact they were born on the first and third days of the Egyptian calendar, as I explained in a previous link. Not considered a part of the year, but extra days outside of the time. And in the version of mythology where they were brothers, their mother had been cursed with inability to have children on any day of the year, but through some fancy finagling, managed to get 5 extra days inserted at the time of the inundation of the Nile during the summer. So not only weren't born on the same day, they were both born in the summer. As for the 3000 BC date, this is pure fiction. Egyptian records claim that the pharaohs themselves went back much further than that. And as for the charge that either one of them were born of a virgin, that strikes out as well. And most well known of the Horus-Osiris mythology, the myths with no birthday mention at all. Horus's parents were married, which generally discourages virginity, and Isis was never portrayed as a virgin. Virginity has never been highly praised trait among wives. So they argue that the entire Horus situation is completely not accurate. So now I'm not saying here's what I would say. Whenever you have if you've got 50 different versions of these stories of these mythological deities, and you're like, well, this one claims it was December the 5th. Well, where are you getting? Then we have to track out where you got your source, where they got their source, and then, in other words, it's not so easy, but people love in our culture in 2023 to communicate via TikTok videos, which, you know, are short, little comedy sketches or a little comedy bit, or little memes. Or on, you know, and I was going to call it a tweet, an X with limited number of characters. Well, all of those ways are horrible ways to communicate when dealing with theology, history, mythology, and claims where you're attacking an entire religion as being basically all of Christianity is fake because all it is a copy of older religions. Well, we're going to have to really dig into what you believe is the original story and how similar it is to supposedly the copy. So it bothers me. And I guess the reason it bothers me is I always take a different approach. My approach is always this: is okay. I don't care what I think I know. I'm always willing to take whatever I believe and have it tested. And if I can be, I've said it a million times, if I can be proven wrong about Christianity, I'll throw out Christianity faster than you can say my name, because I want truth. It's about truth. It's not about comfort or what makes me feel good, right? I mean, if I was going to pursue what makes me feel good, I would have thrown out Christianity probably a long time ago and pursue what feels good, right? Christianity leads to guilt and shame and condemnation, and that doesn't always make you feel happy and good. So, but it looks like at least preliminary. This is preliminary. I was going to open this up for people to jump into the chat and offer their own research, because I know many of you are at home. You're doing research right now. Any research you found, email me, newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. And see if you found anything. And if you find two or three that you're like, whoa, yo, this is scary. This is like, sounds just like Jesus. If you find those, Then we'll look at those. Look, we're not going to run and hide. We're going to face it head on. But some of these claims are just not accurate. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to write down specifically the ones Bill Maher mentioned. And I think I can prove most of his list possibly wrong. I think I could possibly prove most of his list wrong. And all he was focusing on was December the 25th. He wasn't even focused on the virgin birth part. And I think the virgin birth part, we can throw those out relatively quick. All right. Well, that was kind of an impromptu late night. Hey, it's almost Advent and people are already out there attacking the whole thing. Let's see if we can answer it before then. And tomorrow we can focus on Advent, right? And we can start preparing ourselves for the birth of Christ. And again, we know it's not on December the 25th. That's irrelevant to me. Is what we are worshiping and remembering, is it biblical? Yes, it's in the Bible. In Matthew and Luke, there's lots of space dedicated to the entire nativity scene and everything leading up to it and immediately after. Let's remember and celebrate the incarnation of the eternal Son of God. And if people attack it, let us be willing and able and ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, because hopefully the whole story of Christ brings us hope. All right. Email me, newsif@yahoo.com, newsif@yahoo.com. I have a feeling we may be talking about this again soon. And if we do, well, I'll do a better job in presenting information that will possibly answer some of these charges in the future. But this is our preliminary approach to it. And I think we did a decent job. So thank you for listening. Everyone have a great night. And hey, it's almost happy Advent. First Sunday of Advent, the beginning of a new church year, if you're following the liturgical calendar. Let's use this as a time of preparing and looking to the first and second coming of Christ. Thank you for listening. God bless.